Kevin Yoder in studio with us right now. Kevin, we appreciate you being here. How are you, man?
I am awesome, and thanks for having me again, Justin.
You know, you always do a fantastic job, and that's why we want to have you back time and time again.
Appreciate that.
And as those who sell houses, right, in West Michigan, Kevin and Yoder Real Estate, you know, some of the best, I got to say. However, Kevin, this is not to downplay what you do, but we're hearing that it's an easy gig here in West Michigan. You might take some exception to that. I'll say it this way, though. You do it so well, it looks easy.
I appreciate that. I'll speak to that if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's just get right into it. And this is the article that came out was from Smart Asset, and they indicated that Grand Rapids, Michigan is ranked the easiest place to sell a home in the United States of America. Isn't that interesting?
Now, I don't know if they mean like it's easy for folks like Kevin or if it's easy because you use folks like Kevin.
That's interesting because the statistics I'm reading here, it doesn't speak to that at all. It really talks about, let me give you the four factors they use to come up with that statement.
Sure.
Number one is in order to have a healthy housing, they use the healthy housing indicators and broken down into four areas. Number one would be stability, and it really just talks about the number of years people remain in their homes and the percentage of homeowners with negative equity. Okay, so that's 20% of the equation. Number two, they talk about risk, the percentage of homes that decreased in value. That's another 20% of the equation. Number three is fluidity. In other words, days on the market, the longer it takes to sell a home, the less fluid the market. It's 20%. And the biggest factor of the entire thing, we've always talked about this. West Michigan has always been one of the most affordable places to live in the country.
Sure.
Based on the affordability index, which represents 40% of the equation. And that means that simply the monthly cost of owning a home as a percentage of the household income in this great city is actually the most affordable. Number one in the country.
Isn't that something? And it's amazing because if you look at what's behind Grand Rapids, it's Wyoming. Kentwood, you know, and so you've got some other great places here in Michigan as well. But yeah, that ease of sale index is at 99.3, according to Smart Assets. So what does that mean for me? You know, Kevin, I mean, what does that mean if I'm a guy listening? You know, maybe I have a home to sell, or maybe I'm looking to buy and I haven't bought. Maybe I'm one of these millennials who, you know, is still renting and I haven't bought a home. Is there any information, anything we can glean from this that, you know, for the average person that maybe hears a stat like this and says, okay, what does that mean?
Sure. And the answer, Justin, it depends on if you're the buyer or the seller.
Yeah.
And so I really like to split that conversation in two. For the seller, I would just say, don't be misled with that statement. And I'll always say this. I'll stand on a mountain right now in this market and say, here's the deal. In this market, a home that is priced well, it's in great condition, and it meets the market demand. If it fits in that sweet spot, by the way, the sweet spot right now, let me just share this information, between $200,000 and $250,000 is up 29% from last year. So if you're all listening, the answer to that question is the sweet spot is $200,000 to $250,000 in sales price is up 29% from last year, and that is the highest increase in all price brackets.
Wow.
Okay. But the thing is that a home will likely sell regardless of whose sign is in the yard if done with those measurements I just mentioned. But it's a matter of the sign in the yard will then determine how long it takes and at what price, because the average sale price relative to the list price will vary based on the marketing that's done to drive demand of the property.
Give you a great example in my neighborhood. We've seen homes just go, fire fast, right? And I don't know if it depends on, as you just said, the sign, or maybe it's the asking price, or maybe it's a number of things. But normally we see them go quick. We just saw one sell at the end of the street probably a couple months back. There's another one that's down near the end of the street that it went up for sale a couple of weeks ago, and crickets. It hasn't moved.
Yeah, right.
And I'm wondering what it is. Is it the asking price? Is there something with the home? Is it the person that's representing the seller in this situation? It could be a number of things. Kevin, what do you say? Because I just saw that sign.
Yeah.
price reduced.
Right. You know? Sure. And there's, we don't know the answer without digging into that. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that I forged this business when the market was at a downturn.
Yeah.
From right around 2010, 11, 12, 13, the market was still declining. And we were really speaking to a lot of sellers that had what we call expired listings, homes that failed to sell after 6 months or 12 months. And in doing so, we really understood the science behind and the art of getting a home sold that failed to sell before. And it's a number of factors. It could be condition. It could be improper pricing up front. And if you combine those two things alone, in other words, that's tough. Like seller wants a certain price and agent has the numbers that do not support that, but yet they go along with it anyway, either because of desperation or other reasons.
Some of the homes that I've seen sell quick, you know, they got it all together.
Right.
And, you know, the curb appeal, the updates inside, it's been well taken care of, and maybe the price was just right. So if I come to you, or, you know, I'm looking to sell my house no matter what, right? I know, come to you, Kevin, and you're going to tell me, Kevin Yoder here, talking about Grand Rapids being the number one place, the easiest place to sell your house. But you're gonna have like a list of things because you're a pro at this. Here's what we need to make sure if you want to sell your house fast.
Absolutely, it's one of our components to the ultimate home selling system, is getting ready for market. We call it market prep. We have a professional on staff that's actually a certified home stager. Don't get freaked out by the term home staging. She's really market prep, making sure that the furniture is placed just right, decluttering, getting stuff in pods, helping you get ready for the sale. When a buyer walks in the door, it's showtime, and you don't get a second chance at that. So just spend 2 weeks getting it ready.
Apple pie baking in the oven. All that stuff.
Nothing hurts like that. That's good.
There's all these like secrets, right? And there's things that you can do to make your place a little more attractive. So I will say that as I have looked, this one that I did see price reduced, I don't know that it was necessarily market ready, as you said. So maybe there's an issue there. But before you go to sell them, because not only are you thinking when you're selling, maybe I got all this, you know, maybe it's a money thing that you're trying to get this house sold so you can get that new house. Maybe it's a time thing. You don't want to spend all that time and think about the open houses and dealing people getting all these things that you gotta keep into. I mean, let's just be honest. The quicker you sell your house, the better, right?
Quicker the better. And there's a Navy SEALs phrase, and they say slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And what we do with real estate is we tell our sellers, slow down, get the home ready so that when you hit the market, it lasts 2 days.
Yeah.
That certainly beats the heck out of going to market too fast, having all these things wrong, letting the market speak to us through feedback, and then having to regroup, reprice the home, and then we've lost velocity. And those first 2 weeks on the market is critical.
So that's really what that is, you're getting feedback from people saying, yeah, well, not so much. We don't like this for whatever reason.
Think about it. The market speaks. And if your home is not selling in 2 weeks in this type of market, there's something wrong.
Kevin Yoder here with us right now, Yoder Real Estate, talking about this new study that came out. Grand Rapids, number one, it's the easiest place to sell a home, according to a couple of different factors. Is this a seller's market, a buyer's market? What should I be looking at right now, Kev?
Yeah, we're still in a seller's market. I would say that there's some things happening with the market in increase. The average days on market right now is around 22.
Yeah.
And you hear the stories on the news, of course, home selling, flying off the shelves. But on average, it's not as glamorous as that. And you start getting to the outskirts of West Michigan out in the country, and sometimes it's getting up to 60 days. So it's not that way all the way around. And remember that real estate markets are cyclical, not only in the actual year, but also, of course, in the grand scale. But here we are in the tail end of the summer market, and things shift a little bit. Homes tend to stay in the market a little bit longer. Not to suggest you shouldn't sell a home. Why?
Why is it? Is it a psychological thing?
There could be. Yeah, okay. There's some psychology behind it where just the mindsets change. But there's also things going on. So, for example,
some school has already started or about to start.
Right. So if you're listening at home and you hit that pocket of 2 weeks before school starts, perhaps you're going to have a little bit of slowness.
Okay.
And then it could peak back up again right after school starts when people start to get in their regular rhythms.
Because you're thinking, man, I don't want to get into that right now. I got all this other stuff going on, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, we see ebbs and
flows. Spring is kind of a good time to people get going and get on them. I mean, these are just psychological things that, for whatever reason, we feel like are the way to go.
Yeah, there's break points in a year. The big ones are we'll list our home after we get back from spring break.
Yeah.
We'll list our home after the 4th of July. We'll list our home when our kids go back to school. Yeah. We'll list our home as long as we do it before Christmas. You see that? Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. I want to be in the new place by Christmas.
Right, or before the snow flies.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, before the snow. Oh, man, that's a big one, too. All right, so let me ask you another point before we wrap things up here. As you're seeing right now in the market, what is it as far as you're seeing with the market and maybe how long it takes to move a home? Does price matter? Like price point? Because there are probably here's a below average for the price. Here's an average price of a home in Grand Rapids, and then we start to get up into the upper echelons. You know, does price matter when it comes to some of these homes?
Of course, first and always, price is how one will locate the home on the internet. If we miss the bracket, it's a bracketing conversation, and we don't see that bracketing rule being applied always, and it should be. If it should be 250, you list it for 255, for example, you have a ton of eyeballs, an exponential amount of eyeballs that don't even see the home because the way they search on the internet.
Wrong place.
Wrong bracket. Just get in the right bracket. And then how do you determine at what part of the bracket? Should you be at the high point of the bracket or the low part of the bracket? Will determine, basically, is mostly determined by your amenities.
Yeah.
How nice is your stuff?
And there's a lot of psychology in there, I would imagine, too, because at the end of the day, if I'm looking at a home that's like at 250, that's maybe the high part of that particular bracket. What's the low part there?
Probably 200 to 225.
200. So I'm closer to like 225, 230. And maybe I'm thinking, man, I'm going to lose some money here, but I'm going to sell my house quicker if I get that right.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Get the bracket right, and it usually works itself out because then at least you're going to show up on the computer screens of the buyers that are searching with those brackets.
And again, at the end of the day, I would assume that all this has to do with what that person who's selling the home really wants and what the person who's buying the home really wants, right? I mean, if you're selling your home because, well, I got to sell this thing because, you know, I got to get into a new home because, you know, this is, and here's my reasons why, then I'm a little more likely probably to make some concessions and do some things.
It is a sliding scale, Justin. If someone comes to me and they say something like, hey, Kev, we've got 30 days, a hard sell. We've got to be done by 30 days because we're moving to Tennessee. The scale, the slide on that scale is going to move far to the left. If you say something like, hey, look, it's May or April and I have all summer long, I really don't have a timeline. I will buy when I sell. We can slide that scale out to the right a little bit and say, okay, let's just test this market a little bit. But if you're moving out of town, you can't really test the market. You will shoot yourself in the foot real fast.
Time to get it done.
Yeah.
And get it done right. All right, Kevin Yoder, Yoder Real Estate, he can get it done for you, matter of fact. Kevin, always a pleasure. We'll put the link to the study, by the way, and, of course, the interview. If you missed any bit of it and all the tips that Kevin gave inside of it, you can hear it again on our show notes page at woodradio.com, of course, on demand as well in the iHeartRadio app. Kevin Yoder, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks for having me again, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Always.